Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood, episode 36. I'm Jamie, and before we get into the meat of the episode, I wanted to have a little announcement here. Sadly, we never got to record an episode right before I left, but I did indeed load my car up and drove to Los Angeles from Maine to pursue my passion for filmmaking. Now, my plan was to always continue this show remotely, regardless of the cast location. But recently, I received a message from John and August regarding their desire to go in a different direction and create some films of a certain genre in Maine, of which I won't reveal here. They're both quite passionate about this genre, and I have no doubt that they will succeed in their efforts. Now, there is no ill will between us, and I'll keep you posted on their next steps as I learn of them. But now you may be asking yourself, what now? Since I expressed a desire to continue the podcast while in LA, and also thanks to the guys relinquishing the podcast to me, I've recruited some local filmmakers that I've met in my month in Los Angeles thanks to the Film Independent Organization. We just recorded an episode, and I'm really excited to share with you the new cast. You'll learn more about them next week, but their names are Tim Lim and Alex Howard. Together, we will continue the tradition of Not Quite Hollywood with the same formula. We each bring a film to discuss on the odd episodes, and we each bring a topic to discuss on the evens. I've been listening to podcasts since 2009, so it was always a passion of mine to become a content creator and provide my voice on film, and that's what this podcast was built upon. Both John and August have extensive knowledge of films and a passion for the radio show format, so I wouldn't be surprised if they create another podcast soon. So thank you, John and August, for 36 great episodes, and you, listeners, for enjoying them. And now, without further ado, I present the last episode that John, August, and I have recorded. Episode 36, titled 2017 in a Nutshell. Gonna miss you guys. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Not Quite Hollywood. Episode 36, I'm Jamie.
I'm August.
I'm John.
And we're going to do another short episode, but we're going to do a topic that's, it's always an evergreen topic, it's very easy to talk about. Remember a couple episodes back, probably like 10, 15 now, I don't know what the number was, but we had talked about how 2016 was kind of shitty. And after we talked about it, we realized we had a lot of smaller indie films that really kind of saved the year.
Yeah.
But...
and it was all the blockbusters that sucked.
Yeah.
Huh, go figure.
I know, and that's the thing. Like, the blockbusters, you used to be looking forward to them, and then they weren't not bad. Now you look forward to them, and you're cautiously optimistic. You're hoping they don't fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
In that light, I wanted to kind of talk about 2017, what's been confirmed so far, and if we are at all excited for these films, or if we are ready to burn the place down.
I'm going to give you some hot opinions, so take a little break in between each.
Hot trash.
Yeah, you ready?
Alright, first thing I wanted to mention, we talked about this film in that episode, A Monster Calls. It got pushed back. They're doing award season now, because they're actually looking, that's the one about the tree that's alive, the guy, the kid's anger. But it was supposed to come out this in October, and it's got pushed back.
Okay.
So December limited release and then January wide, which is always stupid.
Oh, wait, is this Blockbusters or 2017?
No, movies? I should probably talk about Blockbusters. I don't know.
I'm going to just do Blockbusters.
All right. Mm. Now, we count Patriots Day as a Blockbuster. That Mark Wahlberg movie. About the Boston bombing.
No.
Split, would you count that as box office Blockbuster?
I want to see it.
Looking forward to it?
Yeah. A lot of the early screenings of it, they say that Shyamalan may be doing a little comeback. It looks good.
Hope so. See, this is why I had to start early in the year, because there are some that are coming up. So in February, The Dark Tower is slated for release.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's going to be both, I think, still.
What?
Movie and then a show. I don't know. It was in development hell for, 15 years? The Stephen King series, though, it was like a futuristic Western, like apocalyptic Western.
Like a supernatural Western.
Yeah, that's awesome. There are like
supposedly, from what I've been told, probably his best book series ever written.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. That's because it hasn't ended yet. Or did it reach a conclusion?
I think he might be writing another book. This essentially is not covering, I guess, a lot of the
material in the book. It's either like during the end of the, I don't know what, they're doing something different with it. I can't remember what it is, but
Idris Elba and Matthew McConaughey.
Not a bad combo.
No, not bad.
So what about March? Logan, the final Wolverine movie.
I mean, there's a little bit of interest there just because of the director or writer or whatever said that, oh, if you want an explosion fest and all that bullshit, this is not the movie for you. I like that idea. I think that's a very small portion of like comic book films that hasn't been explored yet.
Sure.
Only in like TV shows. Like, fuck it. You can make something low budget and, you know, make it kind of like an emotional impact or more of an emotional journey, and people are still going to go see it because it's a comic book movie.
Yeah, and there are a lot of, you know, it's mostly Old Man Logan adaptation, which I've never read.
Have which ever... it can't even be close to Old Man Logan.
No, because you need Hawkeye, right?
You need almost all the Marvel characters.
Yeah, I've been seeing that.
You need Hulk, you need Doctor Doom.
Really, I've been going to comic book shops, and I don't like comic books. So I saw Old Man Logan. I was like, oh, that seems interesting.
But one of the photos they shared is like, where are all the mutants? There's not many things left for mutants anyways, and it's him and Professor X are traveling across country. I can't remember what.
Well, they cast...
it's a road movie?
Stephen Merchant as Caliban.
Yeah.
So it's the two of them trying to keep Professor X alive or healthy or something. He's old and dying now.
I don't know who Caliban is.
He was a mutant in the X-Men series. He was a Morlock, the ones in the sewers.
Oh, yeah. Nice. Yeah, he looks cool, isn't it? Stephen Merchant looks cool.
Yeah. Pale fan skin. Of Stephen Merchant.
Yeah.
Reminds me of Powder.
It does look like Powder. So I wonder where in time this takes place, because if it's like 85 years in the future, Professor X definitely should be dead.
I don't know how much older you can get, how much further you can go in time.
I mean, I know Patrick Stewart can play a range of ages, but man, like 155, that's pretty good.
Well, weren't they in the Days of Future Past?
Yeah.
Yeah, how far in the future was that?
Yeah.
They never said.
No. Oh, wait a second. It was when they destroyed the Sentinels, it... Mm-hmm. Change the universe. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they reset everything.
I was going to say, like, how are they going to factor that in? But, yeah.
But either way, like, Wolverine in this movie is going to be, like, gray and old. If he has to accelerate to that age, Professor X is long dead.
Yeah, so I don't get how they're going to pull that off.
Unless it's like, since he's had regenerative powers for so many years, has advanced degeneration.
I don't know. I know he's not as quick to heal as he once was. Like, it's an older...
Yeah, maybe it's like it's catching up to him.
Mm-hmm. Then the next week after is Kong Skull Island.
That actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I still have interest in Kong Skull Island, just because I like King Kong a lot.
I don't want them to bring back Legendary Godzilla.
They might.
Just because...
If this does well, then I'm guaranteeing they're going to do a stupid crossover.
They've already said that there's like some... in the posters or promotional posters for Kong, there's some secrets for Godzilla.
Oh, they're gonna fight.
Oh yeah,
that's what they're building up to.
And you know what they're gonna do? They're gonna team up to fight a more powerful foe than each other.
Oh no!
Stop. You know it's gonna happen. You know it's gonna happen. It's gonna be some alien from outer space. And crash land.
Ooh.
It's going to be Batman versus Superman all
exactly.
over again.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm getting to.
I love
to.
That movie.
That's what it's going to be.
The next week, after that, we don't talk about it because it's just Beauty and the Beast, live action.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to do live action every fucking movie ever made. I can't wait for Song of the South to be fully live action.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great.
They're going to run out of stuff to do live action now.
They could probably only be able to get like Samuel Jackson in that role.
Yeah.
Because of Quentin. Oh, what if... Oh,
what's Quentin Tarantino, right?
Quentin Tarantino did it, right, and directs it.
That'd be hilarious.
That would be.
Wait a minute. Our good friend Dan Stevens from The Guest is the Beast.
I know. I saw that.
There's a little something.
But he's not going to be the guest character. Like, if he's the guest character in that,
he'll be under CGI for the majority of it too, which sucks.
Oh, but it's going to have one of the hottest women in the world.
Emma Watson?
Emma Watson. I'm
just kidding. I was hoping you weren't kidding.
I was looking at Emma
I am
Thompson.
Kidding.
Yeah. Emma Thompson?
You said Emma Thompson?
Yeah. Who's... She's in it, too.
Is she really?
And Ewan McGregor. You wanted him to be more movies.
Hey!
Ian McKellen.
What the fuck? That's a pretty good cast for a movie like this.
Are they all voices or the actual people?
Oh, that's right. They're probably voices.
What if Ian McGregor is the candle guy? And they get him, like, in a candle costume. And he's just, like, has Ewan McGregor's face gold painted and sticking out
of it. Yeah, because it's not going to be voiceover. Is it going to be CG characters?
Oh, probably. Yeah.
Stanley Tucci's in it. They shouldn't CG him.
I like the Tucci.
Stanley Tucci. You know what I've
Kevin
seen?
Klein?
Wow.
Kevin Klein? The, like, not another teen movie Kevin Klein?
No, it's Chris Klein. Kevin Klein, Chris like, Klein. In and Out and Wild Wild West.
Oh, yeah.
And Birdcage.
Only one of them has a credit. Her name is, I can't pronounce her name. Gugu Mbatha-Raw.
All right.
She looks Indian. She looks hot. And she plays Feather Duster.
Feather Duster. Great role.
What if that's racist.
Breakthrough role.
Saying she's a slave.
I'd say she's sexist, too. Week after March 24th, there are two films, one of which I think John's more excited for. It's not Power Rangers, but that's coming out.
Oh, God. That's
but King Arthur, the Guy Ritchie King Arthur.
I'm not excited about it.
I hate period pieces. Horrible. I don't want to see it.
I just don't like that they all talk and act like it's now.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Ooh. And when I saw all that CGI and all like all that bullshit, I'm like, no, this is going to be a stupid-ass movie. Guy Ritchie, you suck.
Well, it's even better movie the week after. Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah.
Ugh.
See? I'm already looking at 2017 like, fuck.
Honestly, I may see it just for, like, the visual aspect, because in the little teaser things that they did, there was, like, one scene that I thought was really cool. Okay. I think I already talked about
it. I haven't seen any of the teasers for it yet. Or anything they've shown. I've kind of ignored it.
But, like, as an adaptation of the Ghost in the Shell.
Yeah?
Yeah. Looks fucking horrible and stupid. One person even had, like, a really good point. They tried to recreate a very famous scene from the anime.
Yeah.
Where Motoko's on her bed. She, like, gets up from her bed. She looks out this big window at the city, and it's all completely black. Well, the movie tries to recreate that scene, but... Whereas in the anime, where it's all, you know, bleak and just minimal, in the little clip from the movie, she's like, there's a whole bunch of wires extending through her bed, and like her bed's like a recharge station, like where you put your phone on. And like there's a big window, and it's just like does not hit the mood. And like what that scene, what makes it iconic is the emotion behind it, or the idea of where the major feels like she's not a part of the city, that she's in the shadows because she is a robot. She's an android. And yeah, it makes me wonder if these fucking people who greenlit this movie, you know, got into the production, the producers of it, ever fucking watched the anime. Or just like, oh, you know what? A bunch of, you know, white American kids, they like anime. Yeah. Oh, they always talk about Ghost in the Shell. All right. Let's read a synopsis of Ghost in the Shell and then make a movie about it.
I love that voice. His face is great when he does that voice.
That's my Ghost in the Shell rant. Next movie?
The next movie is a great anime, Fast 8.
Did you read what Vin Diesel said about that movie?
No.
He said it's going to be an Oscar contender.
Oh, jeez.
Next. I'm like, yeah, bullshit.
Speaking of 2017 movies, he's coming back for, what was it? Triple X.
Return of Xander Cage. Yeah.
Hey, the first one is actually pretty cool.
I don't think I've ever watched them.
I don't really like them. They're so over the top. Like when he's busting through a fucking explosion with his motorcycle, like, kill yourself. That's so stupid. It looked really bad. Rob Cohen, man. No.
That was my childhood. Like, I mean, I was still, I think, in middle school when I saw it, so.
All right.
Yeah. It made me fall in love with the Pontiac GTO. 1976 or 9. For the longest time, that was the fucking car I wanted because of that movie.
All right, so that's all that there is released in big in April. May 5th is the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
Which teaser just... Not in the time... Yeah. Or in the time of this recording.
Yeah.
The teaser trailer came out for it, and... I don't know.
I didn't know a teaser came out. So.
Yeah.
You want to watch it right now?
This is the reaction video. Or a podcast.
Yep.
Wait, let me look at
it. The reaction segment. It just looks...
It's a minute and a half. It's not long. It's a legit teaser. It's not like when they say teaser, usually it's like the full fucking trailer. It's the actual teaser. It just seems like there's a lot more of the same, which is, I mean, in Guardians was pretty good.
I disagree.
No?
It looks more over the top.
It looks darker in tone, like in visual tone.
I think it's like this would have been the perfect opportunity for them to choose a new song and being like,
oh, for the new soundtrack, yeah.
Because then you hear that song, this new song, and you're like, okay, what's this? And all of a sudden it's like, oh, shit. So this is kind of like the theme of the movie.
Right.
Whereas before it was the umagaka, umagaka,
umagaka.
So, you know, it would have been awesome if they would chose a different song, but no, they just had to be like, you know, Marvel, Disney.
Oh, get you a song that's recognizable for the first movie. Can't do anything new. It's gonna be like, hey, you remember the last movie?
Look at his lips when he does it. So yeah, there's that.
I could do like a whole entire podcast of just doing this.
I wouldn't like
where
that.
Or just like bash fucking movies.
If you hear that voice too much, I'm gonna go crazy. It's like that song.
I'll come up with a new voice for each one.
Good. Right, ready for the next one? May 19th, two films, which I don't give a shit about either one of them. Annabelle 2 and Baywatch. Yep. Moving on.
No.
Oh.
No.
Let's go.
No, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready for this?
Ready for the new voice.
You said those in the same week, right?
Same week.
That is the perfect specimen or sample of the film industry.
It's true. Sequel.
To a bullshit horror film that's just easy to make and nostalgia fucking ripoff. That's gonna be stupid as fuck. And they're gonna try to make it funny because who else would take a Baywatch movie fucking series? That's what film is now. That's what Hollywood is.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're Disney, Marvel, or Warner Brothers DC. Trying hard.
So you're gonna love the next one.
Yeah.
May 26th, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Fuck off with those.
Yeah, they keep trying to make it a thing.
Fuck off.
All right. Oh, wow. June's pretty full. All right. Here we go. June 2nd, Wonder Woman.
Fuck it.
How'd that theme song go?
Little Amazonian little jingle in the back. With dub fucking step. Yeah.
Yep. June 9th, The Mummy. With Tom Cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're trying to do Universal Monsters Universe. How did that Dracula movie do for you guys?
Not good.
Oh.
Or the Frankenstein?
Oh, that was in the same universe, but it's still same shit. Yeah. High Frankenstein. Or Yar. No, there's another
one.
There was
a couple shitty Frankenstein movies.
There's one called...
There's one.
Victor Frankenstein, too.
What is that one? It was like a teenage romance.
With Frankenstein?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a teenager romance movie.
I don't think I want to.
Oh, God.
June 16th, Kingsman The Golden Circle.
No. You know what? Yeah. Fuck the Kingsman jerk-off circle. Yeah, like,
I didn't...
The movie was decent, and then everyone came out and like, oh, this is so great. Look at this church scene, because fuck Christianity. You're just like, okay, you know.
I think that's what people said, but all right.
No, it is.
I was just more didn't like the scene.
Oh, and the fact... You know what people... Because that kind of came after, a little bit after, or maybe a little bit before Birdman.
That was a year after. Yeah.
Okay, so people, they would go and like recite Kingsman, that scene of being, oh, this is a really great continuous shot scene. I'm like, you fuckers know it's not continually shot, right? They just do a little editing trick to make it look like it is, but it's not one shot. Fuck off, you idiots.
Best version of that.
I'm pointing out Reddit. Like, oh, okay. Our movies, like, they're a fucking bunch of retards.
Yeah, I don't read Reddit for that reason.
Cut out the retards. I'm sorry, mentally challenged listeners.
I think the best example of how to do long shots, extended shots, is Children of Men.
Yes. Yes.
What a great film.
Phenomenal.
And you forget you're in the same shot for, like, 2 minutes.
And see, that's the thing, is that's not what that whole entire film is, either.
No.
Like, everything leading up to that long take was amazing. And so then to have that long take was just like a cherry on the fucking cherry sundae.
Damn, it's a lot of cherry.
Yeah, I love cherry.
All right, we got a lot more crap to go through.
All right.
Literal crap.
Keep it going.
June 23rd, Transformers The Last Night. No thank you.
Hey, day right before my birthday.
Happy birthday.
2 days before mine. Fuck.
It's not as good as what movie came out on my birthday this year. Neon Demon.
Oh, Resurgence, too.
Resurgence?
Yeah, Independence Day.
Oh. Well, fuck insurgent. Resurgence, insurgents, whatever.
Detergent.
Makes me want to drink detergent.
Oh! July 7th, Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yeah.
July 14th, War for the Planet of the Apes, which I forgot was coming out.
Fuck this Planet of the Apes movies. I haven't watched any of those.
They're not bad. I think those two are some of the better films in those years, respective years. 2011, 2013, I think.
I only want to watch them to give... with Tony Kebbell?
Tony Kebbell, yeah, he's great.
I want to give him his due. Like, that's a really good actor.
Yeah, he's always behind some kind of CGI wall or some villain bullshit wall, like Doctor Doom or.
Well, I mean, his best role is Rock and Roll that I've seen. He's fantastic in that movie. Which Guy Ritchie, stop your bullshit and go back and do the real Rock and Roll.
Mm.
Come on.
I'm not looking forward to this at all. I want to see more of this guy's work, but Luc Besson's directing the Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets movies.
I was looking at that.
I don't like the cast. Like Dane DeHaan, which is a kid from Chronicle, who was the one who was the villain.
Oh, that guy, yeah.
And then what's her fucking name? Who was the Enchantress in Suicide Squad?
Cara Delevingne or whatever.
Delevingne.
I haven't heard anything in that movie.
Rihanna's in it.
Oh, okay.
So we need to watch it.
No, movie's going to be bad.
No, it's going to be quality. Rihanna's in it. He just told you.
Although, which pisses me off because...
If she dies in the first 5 minutes...
The three we mentioned are the first cast members listed.
Yeah.
Then it's Clive Owen, Ethan Hawke, John Goodman.
Oh, man.
So Rihanna got top...
yeah, that sucks. I mean, she's in it a lot longer than 5 minutes.
Because, you know, she really pulled Battleship together.
Same day, July 21st, Dunkirk, which is... Nolan's World War II, based in true events. It looks cool. You had like that quick teaser.
I mean, yeah, I just had the teaser, but Nolan films are sloppily made. Just watch the editing. Dark Knight Rises. Dark Knight.
Yeah, those two are horribly edited.
Yep. There's some guys during the filming of A Town I Call Home. They were talking about it, and they're like, yeah, you can see a C-stand in one of the scenes. But, all right, next movie.
August 4th, Alien Covenant, which, I don't know, this should have been made like 3 years ago if they were going to make a sequel to Prometheus, but I don't know. It seems to me like he's really trying to connect those two movies now, Alien and
Okay, who Prometheus. Is this? Is this Neil Blomkamp?
This is Ridley Scott.
This is Ridley Scott.
It's all him.
I am carefully optimistic.
Alien Covenant's the continuation of Prometheus.
Yep. Which they renamed. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, okay. Whatever. Whatever, guys. Like, Jesus.
All right, and it's already winding down already. September, the adaptation of It.
It's going to be dumb.
Nothing can top Tim Curry's performance as Pennywise.
I haven't read It. I haven't watched it. But I know that there's pretty fucked up things that happen in It.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel like is what adds to the horror of It. It's those pretty fucked up things happening.
Mm-hmm.
And to have a big, you know, Hollywood budget, you know, produced film with a bunch of young kids in it, they're probably not going to do some of that fucked up shit. So it's just going to be like, ooh, scary, creepy clown in the distance. It's going to be like Paranormal Activity, The Conjuring, or Sinister is going to be a better example. It's just going to be that with like, oh, you remember the Tim Curry It?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to paint that all over just your typical run-the-mill horror bullshit.
And October, Blade Runner 2049.
Yes. Yes. I don't fucking care.
Yes.
I mean, look. You got Denis Villeneuve. You got Ryan Gosling.
Jared Leto.
I forget he's in that.
You got Bautista.
What?
Oh, really?
Bautista?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shit. I see it now. I see it. Ryan Gosling is going to be like, you know, the Deckard. And he's going to be chasing after fucking...
Real Deckard?
Or he's going to be the Deckard character.
Yeah.
And then
Harrison Ford is listed as Deckard.
Yeah, he's still in it.
But we're gonna have
30 years later.
Jared Leto and Batista—they're like mean the bad guys. So you got a little snarling little, you know, Leto, and then you got the fucking muscle Batista.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be fucking cool.
It'll be just like the first one.
See, I feel so much like
I don't care. It's Denis Villeneuve.
I like when he apologizes for this because August is this is a lot of these elements could be. Copy and paste in anything else you bitch at. I just like how you...
Oh, yeah.
Because you like Villeneuve so much and Scott so much in the first Blade Runner, I think, right? Or do you like the first one? You don't?
I've never finished it.
Oh, shit.
I lost interest.
Man, the last scene and fell asleep.
Oh, yeah. I came back to the movie just to watch that. It does atmosphere really well.
Yeah. It's a long movie, I know.
But, yeah, it's...
And there's 800 versions of it.
Yeah. I have the Blu-ray with 5 different ones. I've only watched one of them so far. November, a couple superhero things. Thor 3, and then Justice League. You want to wipe your pants?
That's my opinion on those two movies.
All right. Moving on.
I'm going to do something. You ready, guys? You ready, listeners?
You get real for it.
One of the end credit scenes of Doctor Strange references Thor 3. Oh,
it's gonna be spoiled Thanos. It's gonna be Thanos.
No, really, it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spoiled it.
Well, Doctor Strange apparently is in that movie, so I don't know.
In the Thor 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And December, Star Wars Episode 8.
Oh, and what's his name?
Chiwetel Ejiofor?
Yeah, that guy.
Jeez, man.
He turns bad in another after credit
sequence. Oh, yeah, it's Mordo.
And he kills someone.
Baron Mordo, of course he's bad.
Jeez, I don't fucking know these movies.
That's true.
Or
that's
these
true.
Comic books. Like,
but that's it for...
Nah,
2017's blockbuster.
No, I got a list of movies.
Okay, I mean, I'm not.
I'm just saying, like,
some stuff.
I saw it off his phone, and I saw the first movie, and I watched a trailer for it, and I wanted
Boss
to fucking
Baby?
Kill myself. Yes.
Well, I didn't put that in there.
World War Z2.
That's not actually coming out. That's not because they still have Fincher attached to it, but he has never assigned.
Well, I'm just going off.
Yes.
Movies in 2017.
Okay.
That's a fucking lie. Fincher, World War Z2.
No. Brad Pitt had just expressed interest that he wanted Fincher to do it, but
Fincher's not going to do
exactly.
That shit.
That list, I saw the list like this last night, actually. It said everything that was tentatively
going
to happen.
I can tell you what's going through Fincher's head when he probably read that, or when Brad Pitt came up to him. He probably was like, you know, because he has a good relationship with Brad Pitt. He's like, uh-huh, yeah. And through his head, he's like, Alien 3. Alien 3.
Pretty much. Go ahead, John.
You forgot way back in January, Monster Trucks.
Oh, yes, the biggest hit of the year. I can already tell.
Shit.
That's the only movie on my list to watch.
That's fucked up.
You know what? People go into, like, Ghostbusters, ironically, and all that bullshit. Go to this movie, ironically. I would ironically go to this movie. And then they get a sequel, and hopefully it'd be just as horrible, and I'd watch it again. It's like Birdemic in theaters.
True.
One, actually, I find interesting, and I guess it's been cast, but I don't know if it's going to come out in 2017, but The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman playing P.T. Barnum, creating Barnum and Bailey Circus.
That's cool. Holy shit. That'd be awesome.
That would be something Tim Burton should have directed.
Yeah. He did. I mean, the Big Fish scenes had really good circus stuff in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My Little Pony, the movie.
Oh, fuck, Bronies Unite.
Yes.
That's all set to go.
Could you imagine the smell?
Yeah. They should be smart about it and air it in porno theaters. And let the bronies go in there and do their thing.
Sadly, those don't really exist a lot.
Well, that's too fucking bad.
What if they did do? Like, they showed it in, you know, theaters for kids, and then showed it in porn theaters for little bronies to, you know,
be perfect.
Jack their dicks off.
Jesus.
Probably have blow up, you know, Pinkie Pies, little cutout holes for the horse vagina, and they're just like, oh yeah, I love this movie.
Gross.
You forgot another one that's gonna be forced down our throats in July, Jumanji.
I didn't have a confirmed date. Okay, cool.
John, how dare you?
What?
That's going to be a great movie. Don't you remember the 90s?
Yeah,
don't you love the 90s?
I was a full-grown adult.
Don't you love Robin Williams? Do you like
Robin
Williams?
He's not in the
Williams? Film. He's not in the film.
It doesn't matter. He was in the first Jumanji. So you have to go see the second Jumanji.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's going to do a great job.
Exactly.
Robin,
Jack Black, your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't The Rock, too?
The Rock, Jack Black, Karen Gillan, and Kevin Hart.
John Wick Chapter 2.
Well, yeah, that was a blockbuster, but I want to see that. It was fun.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the first one, but I heard a good thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Having a voodoo watch it. It's good.
It's a good little action flick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very much like, you know, Die Hard or Commando and, like, all those other ones where it's just like, you. I mean, it doesn't look the same.
No, I know what you mean.
But just, you know, it's an action flick. It doesn't try to do anything more than that.
Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. I know what movie I'm interested to watch since we're getting to the end of this podcast.
And the rest is all garbage that I see.
Mm-hmm.
Most of this was all garbage.
Yeah?
It's pretty bad.
It's horrible.
Because
I'm worried.
But I thought you were going to go like more in the direction of being like all these movies, or some of these movies, we're getting trailers for them now. Mm-hmm. Or like how in the past that we'd get trailers and get really hyped for it, and then when we get the final product, it turns out like shit.
No, I'm just after our year of disappointment, I wanted to see how we could learn from that lesson and see how 2017 is going to be pretty bad.
Well, these are the movies with the biggest advertising.
Right.
The most money directed towards advertising, where half their budget potentially fucking advertising. Whereas when you got these smaller movies that sneak up on you and they're like, oh man, that's a really great movie,
mm-hmm.
You don't start hearing about it until maybe like 2-3 weeks before its release.
Right.
Jamie, are you coming to the realization that blockbusters suck? That indie films the way to go?
Well, I just wish we had more lead time on these indie ideas, but
are you
have to wait until like they're about ready to be released before you learn about them.
Do you own a MacBook?
What? Do I own a MacBook?
Yeah.
Yes.
You own an iPhone?
Yeah.
You like indie films?
I know where he's going with this one.
I'm starting to see a man bun start to grow in your head.
Jesus, come on. I can't grow that.
You've got a beard.
It's just because I'm lazy.
Jamie's becoming a hipster.
I mean, obviously, I can't compete with you, but...
Mm, no one can.
So, yeah. Any final thoughts in 2017?
98% of those movies I don't want to see.
Except the one, Blade Runner 2049.
Yep.
And Monster Trucks. Ironically. No,
Alien.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'd like to see it. I mean, I heard that they're going to have Eastbound and Down principles, that fucking guy.
Danny McBride?
Danny McBride, yeah.
He's in that?
Yeah.
Weird.
He's the pilot.
Hmm.
And they showed some set photos, and it's like legit sets. So
that's good.
If that is kind of like the idea that's going behind this Alien Covenant, yes, I'm excited.
I do see something you might like, listed in 2017, directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, starring Daniel Day-Lewis. It's called Untitled Paul Thomas Anderson Fashion Project.
Yep, yep.
That's it, right. It says plot unknown.
Mm. Well, it's about a 1950s fashion designer that Daniel Day-Lewis plays. And yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I should just leave that title.
Yeah.
It'd be great.
Untitled Paul Thomas Anderson.
I wonder if best picture.
He would still get the same amount of viewers.
Yeah.
Or people in the audience if he had that. Because the majority of the film-going audience don't like his movies. That's why Inherent Vice was in The Master were considered bad. No, I love fashion. I love Paul Thomas Anderson. I like Daniel Day-Lewis. He kind of gets his dick ridden a lot because of his acting. I think it's going to be really good. In the 1950s, that's cool in a time period.
Considering America's going back to it.
Yeah.
It's in 1950?
Yeah, Trump's the president.
We're getting close to Halloween. How about the Flatliners remake?
You know they did MacGyver
TV show? Yeah.
They did a Lethal Weapon TV show.
Or just...
They did Hawaii 5-0. Media makes me want to kill myself.
Damn. All that makes me want to kill myself is talking to you. You're still the president.
Good.
But
I just want to show you guys the world.
Mm.
This is the world you live in.
This is the land we live in. Oh, yeah.
Speaking of TV, I tried to continue Luke Cage.
Yeah.
And it's boring and horrible still.
Oh, has it gotten
worse? Racist.
I would be called a racist.
Yeah, exactly. That's like why Luke I said
Cage.
It.
I love the Luke Cage character. I always love the Luke Cage character. I think this is the first... To me, this is the first Netflix Marvel series that I'm like, I could give less of a shit about this.
Black Lives Don't Matter, John 2016. John Luke Cage Hater 2016.
John Luke?
I didn't notice from the trailer.
What?
Baby Groot.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah,
Baby Groot. Well, he has to grow back. He's a tree. It takes 40 years.
But they can't do that.
I don't think they're gonna do 40 years.
It's gonna be something stupid. He's gonna fall into a vat of something and he's gonna...
I don't know if I'll go that far.
Or that he's just...
Yeah, they can't be a little thing forever.
He's gonna be a little baby group just wandering around the place for a little bit. Well, I mean, throughout the whole entire movie. And be like, oh, look at him. He's a little baby group. Isn't he so cute? So, I need to go right out and buy all the toys and merchandise.
They're gonna sell the shit out of those toys.
Yep.
That's probably... Because they didn't expect... For some reason, the dancing Groot in the pot to be a big hit. So they had to rush to make that happen. Whereas now, they're going to prepare for the baby Groot toys.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they use the fucking size for a purpose. And I would imagine
he's going to crawl through the fence.
Yeah, probably something like that. with Rocket, where Rocket can't go? Rocket's already small enough, though.
Oh, they already got a tiny thing to fucking cheer for. I'm telling you, something's going to happen. He's going to grow massive again. In the movie. In
this one. Like one shot, not progressively, but one shot.
No, it's going to be one shot. Something stupid. It's going to make him grow.
I heard they said don't expect him to be big at all in this movie, is what I heard.
Then they're shooting themselves in the fucking foot. Everyone loved the first one because of Groot.
He's a good part of it.
A lot of people told me that's the only thing they liked about it was Groot.
That's sad.
Yep. Well, I mean, Chris Pratt just played Chris Pratt, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
Space Chris Pratt.
Space Chris Pratt. Not down on the ground... Chasing after dinosaurs, Chris Pratt, but
yeah,
or working at Pawnee, whatever.
Got it. Town's right. I don't remember what they call it. The town office.
Yeah, Pawnee Town
Clerk's
Hall
office.
Yeah, as a shoe shine.
All right. Yeah. There we go. Just meandered for the next 10 minutes.
Fucking things I hate.
Yeah, this is the episode. Who's next on Communal?
I'm stuck. Because we're getting towards the end. It's going to be a little while before it's my choice again. Because we only have, like, what, one more week of recording? 2 more weeks of recording?
Well, I mean, this is something that people don't know, because we're going to have episodes for a while. We got to figure that out.
Well, yeah, so, like, yeah, I'm having to figure out what movie is going to be the last movie, my last choice. So do I choose my favorite movie, Punch Drunk Love? One of my recent favorite movies, Fallen Angels, which I said before. Do I do a horror film because it's October? Or do I throw out... I'll do my horror.
Okay.
Since it's October. Pitch Perfect 2! Yes! We were watching Pitch Perfect 2.
Have you ever seen it?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I saw half of it.
The girl, right?
We are... this is one of our last ones we go over. I say find a time where we all three can watch it. Bring some booze and just blast the hell out of this movie. And then maybe record it right afterwards. It's all fresh in our minds and all of our complaints. But our next movie is Pitch Perfect 2, guys.
I may resign before I have to watch this movie.
All right. Jamie, it's just going to be me and you watching Pitch Perfect 2.
I'm out.
And fuck it. I'll just watch it by myself. And I will have so much fun. Because, you know, people are like, oh, I like watching The Room, Birdemic, and all these movies because, you know, they're so horrible. And it's like, fucking watch Pitch Perfect 2. It's one of those movies. It is so fucking bad that it's great.
I still haven't gotten over the fact that it beat Mad Max. That's why I don't want to watch it.
Get over it.
I don't want to give it any...
Get over it.
Any say, any time. I don't want any images of it in my head.
I mean... You're not the one that has to go fucking buy it.
You're doing this
so,
yourself.
So, yeah, I have to buy it. I'm not getting Blu-ray, I'm getting DVD.
You could probably get it for cheaper if you rented it online, like a digital service. So you don't
it's
have to
probably
hold it.
Fucking free on something.
Subscription
service.
Free on Live Leak.
if it's on Netflix, if someone has Netflix...
Whoever watches the Netflix is going to get recommendations. Because you watch Pitch Perfect 2... Here's everything you hate.
Yup. Now, I'll find a DVD copy. Only if you guys promise... Yeah, we can burn it afterwards. I don't fucking care. As long as, like, if I can see how much I can get back from Bulmoose for it.
Not gonna get much.
0 cent.
Well, wait, if it can, like, you know, help him find an actually good movie.
I'm gonna look it up right now.
Please do.
Alright.
On Bulmoose or...
Bulmoose.
Oh, let's just say Amazon. It'd probably be cheaper.
Oh, man, stop cutting trees.
But I'm only gonna buy it if you guys will watch it. If we'll all watch it together.
Even pre-owned, it's $10.
See?
DVD, what a...
See?
Fucking scam.
Look, I'm taking the bullet for you guys here. Y'all just gonna run away?
Or you can get the double feature of Pitch Perfect and Pitch Perfect 2 for $14.
That's a deal!
There you go.
Fuck off with that. I just want 2.
You just want the better one.
You can get the soundtrack for $10.
Oh, there you go.
An LP version, too.
Oh shit.
God, I'm just gonna some Pitch deals. Perfect out.
Yeah, get all the merch.
You can get a poster of their stupid fucking faces.
Get a Pitch Perfect backpack? Wear it to school every day?
You know what is also Pitch Perfect? Self-inflicted gunshot to the head.
Mm.
Alright. You should have you talk to someone who's professional.
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, the fact that it gets made is fucking hilarious. And the fact that they're making a third one is fucking hilarious.
Well, they made the second one because money. They're making the third one because money.
Yeah, I know. And now I'm adding to that money, I guess, by paying $10.
It'd still be cheaper to buy a digital version, rent it for $3 or something like that, instead of having to pay $10.
But then I had to sign up for some service.
All right, well, tune in for that. I don't know. That'd be interesting.
It is. It's a horror film. It's horror comedy. Like... It's horrific.
It's not a horror comedy.
Yes, it is.
It's just horror.
It's comedy. You haven't even watched it yet.
Horror comedy.
You haven't even watched it. You guys don't even know how funny this movie is.
All I saw was the trailer and I wanted to slap all their stupid fucking faces in that fucking movie. Especially the big blonde one there that was just like...
Yeah, Rebel Wilson, yeah.
Yeah. God.
In every single fucking movie she is. Yeah.
Torture. So Not Quite Hollywood on Facebook. NotQuitePod@gmail.com. And,
yeah.
I'm Jamie.
John.
I'm an asshole. August.
Like, you had to clarify in case we didn't know who was talking
about. Yeah, exactly.
Peace, everybody.
Have a perfect evening.